It's controversial. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. This is one of those darned if you do and darned if you don't situations which seem to be appearing more and more in our society. It's a good cop, bad cop. It's black or white with no shades of gray. The present administration is seriously trying to limit immigration flexibility, and one of the stated reasons is that it will minimize our exposure to terrorism. But contrary to that point of view, American farmers have faced ag labor shortages year in and year out. And, according to a news story by the Washington Policy Center, the problem has increased in recent years. The Washington Policy Center's Maddie Clark says that using Washington State as an example, over 96% of farms experienced a labor disruption of some kind last year. And she notes, over 53% of farmers reported some type of damage due to such disruptions.
The farm lost a crop in the field. The other responses were economic damage due to quality loss. Most farmers experience that type of economic loss, just the apples weren't harvested quite on time, so they got a little sunburned.
Clark noted that Oregon and California are in a similar situation due to the labor-intensive crops grown along the West Coast. Clark said there are two key issues that must be addressed, and the first is mechanization in the field.
Second thing is trying to smooth access for the H-2A temporary worker visas. So making that work easier because it has a lot of red tape and bureaucratic problems that delay getting the workers to the field.
But what's the answer? David Sparks.